This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
1, 2, 3.
That's our daily kind of like clapping for frontline workers. We've kind of stopped the pods
and
pins.
Great.
We do one clap and that's it.
Would one clap even be considered clapping? I guess not, because clapping is a series of claps.
Well,
right?
It's three claps.
Clapping would be three. It's like a few. It's
no, like,
three.
It was
three
one
claps.
From you, one from me, one from Riley, and so that's kind
but
of.
But Jeff, the whole idea was we're doing one clap each. So I'm not clapping. I performed a clap.
Yes.
And so you guys performed a clap as well.
Okay. I get that.
We all have the clap. Let's speed. We're speeding on that?
Well, we're speeding.
Riley, really? Is this what it's going to be like? These kind of jokes?
Like, my favorite form of comedy is just going blue on everything. On everything. Like, I love it.
But like grandpa blue? Like, like you hear like a joke your grandpa makes and you're like, oh, this
yeah.
is.
Yeah. No, like for me, like that's where I like.
What's
like,
your favorite year? Like socially, what do you, if you could go back.
This is a great question, Jeff. Riley, what's your favorite year?
My favorite year? Like, I think we all of us collectively would have just had the best time in like 1949, 50.
Probably
you're
not.
Talking right after the
right
Holocaust.
After
you're
the
going
World
real
War.
Hard. Jesus
I think,
Christ.
No, I mean, it's like, I just think it would have been so like.
That's pre-Elvis.
That, those were. Hmm?
That's pre-rock and roll. So people
Let's
weren't even
start.
Having a good time.
And let everybody know that Jeff, his whole timeline for things are not World Wars or anything like that. It's pre and post Elvis. And you're not even talking about when the man was a popular artist. You're saying when he was born, I'm assuming.
Yeah. So it's AE and BE.
Mm-hmm. Right. So this would be BE,
yes.
correct?
This would have been BE.
So in your point, there's no reason to even talk about it. I guess how many years BE would that be? What's the birth year of Elvis?
The birth year of Elvis? I think that would have been 1950.
Sorry, we're not playing with I thinks here, Jeff. What do you know to be?
I mean, without looking it up?
Yeah.
1950.
So we're
do
talking
you know
about...
That?
No, because then his BE thing doesn't even make sense. This is a mess. I wish everybody could see. There's no visual aspect to this, right?
We might use a thumbnail.
Okay, well then everybody take a gander at Jeffrey's background, which I think is beautiful.
Thank you.
And then Riley, how do you say your last name?
Anspaugh.
Anspaugh. Is it French?
It's German.
Anspaugh. Do you have a middle name? Is it
Marie.
Unique as well?
No, it's like it's just a classic little white girl Marie middle name.
And then GJ, what's your middle name?
Aaron.
Three first names.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking love it. And it works both ways. It could be like a Jeffrey, it could be James Aaron Jeffrey, or it could be Jeffrey Aaron James.
Aaron Jeffrey James is kind of sick.
You want to switch it up right now?
Yeah. But then like professionally, it'll be A. dot Jeffrey James.
Yeah, like Aaron Burr.
All right, let's do our theme song. I am going to use this preamble, though. It's like a cold open.
I can't wait to hear what your theme song is. I'll give notes on every part of this.
Yeah. It changes every time.
Oh, it's a Little Shop of Horrors thing?
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't talk over it, huh?
No, you feel free.
Pat on my head.
Is that Jeff?
Forget about Trenton. Here,
no.
Pick some colors, throw points my way. Take this carafe full of lemonade. You know I love Dad, but it's Mother's Day.
What's it gonna be suddenly?
Suddenly Denton.
Who's Denton? What is this?
Painting beside you.
It's a lot of them are.
Don't
that done
love
in the past.
Trenton. Don't have to pretend. Suddenly Denton.
Suddenly Denton
is here to provide you.
Here comes another reference I don't know.
Wonderful painting.
Yeah, so Denton's a painter.
Color me mine.
I love you, mother.
Review, review.
What's the name of the show?
It's called Review, Review.
Review, Review. I've saved it on my GarageBand as Jeff and Riley Podcast.
Perfect. That's actually, again, kind of a good name.
That will change all of it.
Yeah. That theme
if
song
it sounds
came
better,
in...
we'll change it.
That's the theme song came in from Nolan Murphy, a beloved patron of ours. He says he figures he's not working, so he might as well do this, right?
He did great. That was beautiful.
Thank
one of my
you,
favorite
Nolan.
Musicals, if not my favorite musical of all time.
So we've been asking, by we, I mean I have been asking for more musical theater covers because we'll get a lot of big band covers, which are equally great, but we need more musical theater covers. So this was perfect. So thank you, Nolan. This is just kind of like, you know, we're at episode 82. How can we improve? What can we work on? How
that's
can we better
I'm
ourselves?
Here. I'm and here to listen to what you guys are doing and give notes, right?
Yeah.
For someone who's done improv for 20 years and you guys say you've never been on stage before?
No.
Okay, so I'm here to give you notes and tell you, like, I will stop scenes halfway through and tell you what you've
so
done
you are
going
to disrupt the entire format. You said that you might do that.
By the way, if you're flawless, no, I won't. It's going to be a beautiful, smooth boat and we're going to be on there. But the
this
second...
is Whiplash, the improv podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly right. I was gonna say J.K. Rowling, but that's not her. That's not his name. What's it? I'm J.K. Simmons. I'm J.K. Simmons, and you guys are Miles Teller.
Yeah,
rushing or dragging.
That's exactly correct. I mean, our levels are absolute magnificent, stuff. Don't you think? Our levels are crazy good.
Your levels are great.
Okay,
you're coming in
good start.
Very clearly. This is gonna be an awful start, and this is in terms of you giving us
this
notes.
This is a great start.
No, because I have to go get my charging cord. That was the one thing I forgot.
Oh my god! Oh. All right, I'll talk to Riley about something.
Okay.
Riley, from I don't really know you guys. I've seen you once or twice. You were at a live show once that that I drop by, and you guys seemed very lovely and very funny and very kind. What I can get from this is that both you I find to be very funny human beings. I haven't heard the podcast, but separately, I remember I saw you in a short film or something that you did with Jake and Amir. Thought you were great. I think Jeffrey's fucking hilarious, and Amir is over the moon about Jeffrey. So he must be just a hilarious human. What I'm getting from this is that I feel like you could probably sing and you love musical theater. And I feel like Jeff, I don't know if you like musical theater and I don't think you care for singing.
Jeff sings. Jeff claims that he sings. I believe it. But and I've asked him to do many a duet with me and he said no.
Why not now? Why not now?
I did not
Jeff,
say
what
no.
What song would you love to duet real quick with if you pop the lyrics on there?
I'm trying to think of a duet song.
This is about taking risks. This is about being yourself.
Yeah.
And I feel like Riley just wants one song.
No, don't bother, Ben.
Oh, that's a good. This is a good way to start a song. Keep going, Riley. How terrifying! There's nothing more terrifying in the universe than singing in front of people.
Just don't bother. He's not gonna do it.
I'll sing anything.
Kicking dirt under the table.
You sing anything.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, keep going.
It's like sing anything.
Yeah. Then what?
Then sing again.
You're supposed to help him out, Riley. You're not supposed to keep telling him to sing.
And we'll sing tomorrow.
Okay, I'm going to bail on this.
I love you tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah.
Jeffrey.
Why not today?
And then harmonize. Okay. You go on the high. Uh-huh. I'll go on the high.
And we. Ben, you coming on the middle third? We.
No, I'm just trying to listen to it.
We're not here to talk about musical fucking theater today,
but
actually.
What do you need when you're singing with somebody?
Wow.
Want to make sure that you're not going to put them off physically if they're within close proximity.
Physically?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think singing is?
What do I think singing is?
Yeah.
It's sort of a dance of with water, but with a partner. And so not only are you
I'm
going
to stop you right there, Jeffrey, and tell me what dance with water means.
Dance with water is sort of like a movement whole scheme where basically like you can be using fountain water. And then you're also doing movement and interpretive dance.
So you've seen Ocean's 11 is what I'm learning.
That's
you saw
exactly
Ocean's 11,
right. Yeah.
You saw the very end of Ocean's
Bellagio
11.
Bellagio Hotel, yeah.
Right, so you only saw the end of Ocean's 11. Do you know what that film is about?
I have to assume it's about some kind of dance troupe in Las Vegas.
No, it has nothing to do with dancing. It's about a collection of robbers that are robbing the casino you're seeing at the end.
What's the appeal there? Watching people do crime?
The appeal is it's a heist film. You thought the whole film was about them and the final moment is them dancing with the water? They don't even dance. They just watch it.
I don't see what the appeal is of watching people break the law, because I'm all about the law.
Okay, well, we'll see how that goes.
But sorry, so it's the dance, and then what? But if you're doing it with someone,
yeah.
It's a song. So the end of Ocean's Eleven was a song.
What's that?
Well, it's a
so by your
dance.
Logic, the end of Ocean's Eleven was a delicate dance song.
In a way.
Okay.
The
who
end.
Who started What's That? Because all I get all day on fucking text is What's That from Amir, and I've gotten it for it has to be a decade now, an absolute decade. So my question to you is. Did he start it and then you made it into a big thing where now he has to say it every fucking second? He says, what's that and sorry all day, every day. Who started that?
I'm pretty sure Amir started it. And then I just started yelling it back at him on our other podcast, the HeadGum Podcast.
Okay.
And then it became like a merchable catchphrase.
And how much money do you guys see from this merchable stuff?
I don't make any money from that.
I don't. But Amir, we could call him and ask.
It did well enough that Marty gave me a gift card to a cocktail delivery service. And that's not a joke.
How much was the gift certificate for?
It was worth 6 drinks.
I like it a lot.
But when you're singing in close proximity with somebody, you want to make sure your breath is
good.
For
nice
lack of a better
transition.
Term, rank.
Okay.
Mm.
What are your guys' experience with Breathmans?
Oh, what a transition. And that's what the show's about today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Today we're waxing breath mints. We can talk about your Tic Tacs, your Altoids, I think there's a thing just called Simply. I don't know. I feel like I've seen that in a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Ben, what do you use a breath mint or a Listerine strip? We could go that way too.
Wow.
What, if any, has been your experience with breath mints?
And then answer that. And then also, like, are you dating anybody? Just so we can sell this to TMZ.
Sure, of course. I'll hit off the first one.
Yeah.
So I think breath mints for me, I feel like were a bigger thing in high school.
Mm.
Doesn't that feel like a high school thing or a college thing? Not even college. But I feel like afterwards, not so much. Maybe some gum over a breath mint. There are breath mints that I'll have. Tell me if you guys have this experience. There are breath mints that I've had that have something in them. I don't know if it's peppermint or something that the second I chew it, I sneeze. Is that a thing that you guys know?
That might be an allergic reaction.
Is that true?
I mean, I have the experience with dark chocolate. If I have like really dark chocolate, like high percentage dark chocolate, I sneeze 2 or 3 times and then I'm fine. Then I can keep eating it. But that the reaction that
gets
me. That's
so smart. I never thought that it could be an allergic reaction, but that's
probably
what it is.
I didn't think it was either. And then I realized, like, we didn't know this until this past year. My sister has the same exact experience with dark chocolate and we never talked about it. And so we're like, that's a weird genetic thing that we have that you probably just have with like mint.
That's crazy. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe I'm allergic to mint.
Not so much so that you can't have it. It's a little.
No, every time I have a breath mint, I pass out. My eyes roll to the back of my head. I sneeze.
Oh,
I pass out.
Right,
I do have that thing
where
I chew, and then once I chew, it gets in my nose, and I sneeze from it. And I forget. It's a certain flavor of
spearmint.
Mint, and it must be. I don't know. I'm not sure. Whatever the most allergic of the mints are, I guess. But I never was one of those guys that had, you know, like they would have like rolls of like. Not lifesavers, but you know what I mean? And like people are like, but you won't want to like pop it out. Tic Tacs, I feel like being Jewish and from New York, we're always around somebody's, as we used to call them, pocketbooks back in the day. Purses, handbags now. But
my roommate
really
calls her purse a pocketbook. She's from New Jersey.
Yeah, I still do. My dad still calls his jeans dungarees. It's beautiful. I used to love like just the flavor, like the fruit ones, Tic Tac, the fruit ones or the mint ones. But if I was going to get a taste out of my mouth, I would use gum. I feel like a breath mint is like a whatever. And then I would, as a kid, I would chew it for so long that it would have no taste at all. And then I'd like spit it out once my teeth hurt. But
the gum?
Like now. They're the gum, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How about you guys?
I remember, like, I could eat orange Tic Tacs like candy. I could just
the
pop
best.
Them off.
It is
they're,
candy.
They're incredible. It is candy. And I would eat it as such. I remember my mom had such an affinity for any kind of gum or mint that was cinnamon flavored. And so we'd have packs of big red round nuts. And I know we're not talking gum. She would also have the cinnamon Altoids. And I thought it was horrible, and I still do. But the Altoids, I could fuck with an Altoid. One, though. A lot of the reviews I've read, like a lot of people are like, yeah, I'll just house like four or five Altoids one after another. And I'm like, you are burnt from the inside. It is way too intense for me. Could never do a Listerine strip. But if anything, I will do a singular Tic Tac, Jeffrey. Okay, a singular Tic Tac.
You would do one Tic Tac?
They're so intense.
No,
well,
they're not.
The orange ones. The orange ones, that's a different story. But a winter, yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I have to pop many.
I feel like Tic Tacs are the only mint that I'll do a handful of.
Yeah. That's insane to
me. No, it's not.
They're designed for a few.
No,
Tic Tacs,
no.
Pop them like Tic Tacs. That's the saying.
Who says that? That's
you know,
the saying?
I don't know. When you're talking about savory foods, you say I pop fries like Tic Tacs.
Who, you say that?
I say I pop Tic Tacs like fries.
No, that's weird.
Where did it come?
Yeah, chicken
from?
And the egg there.
You know.
I pop chicken thighs like Tic Tacs.
I don't think so, Jeff. What are your experience with
God,
it?
You're disgusting.
I had the same experience. Middle school, for sure, was when everybody was like the breath spray, the Listerine strip.
Oh, right.
I remember that, like Banaca Banaca.
Like anything that burnt your mouth from mint was ideal at that time. And then it was a lot of it was like getting to that age where, oh, I might kiss somebody.
But I was just going to say, do you think it's because we were all just trying to get a little smooch? Just trying to get a kiss.
Could be. I feel like a lot of my first kisses smelled like wintergreen, like the blue, that blue bubble, that blue gum. I forget what it is that comes in long, like that. What was it?
In the little circle.
It's just
thing,
like a regular thing, but it was blue. I think it's called Winter Fresh or something like that. And that's what I feel like. Before any girl before they kiss somebody would like pop one of those in, because I feel like that's like my mind goes to that taste and smell from kissing as a kid.
I think we were all just ready to kiss at any time, and that's why breath mints were out and about.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jeff, I cut you off. So you were saying spray in your mouth till it burns, gone.
Spray in my mouth till it burns, Listerine strips till it burned. And eventually it tapers off and you become an adult and you chew gum.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So should we get into our first review? Should we get into this?
Oh, so we don't improvise off of that. We improvise off of a review.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't wait to see where you guys take this. Let's see it. So already, have you read these reviews?
We haven't read each other's.
Okay, but so already, so let's say, Jeff, you pick some reviews, and Riley, you pick some reviews.
Mm-hmm.
So already, we're not improvising, because you know exactly the content where it's coming from, right? You know exactly the words, and you could think of ideas beforehand. So already, this isn't an improv show. It's someone has been able to read, think of ideas that they want to initiate a scene with. So basically, one person is very prepared, and the other person isn't. So 100% this is not an improv show. But I love how you say it is. All right, now let's go. So who has the first one?
Riley, do you want to start us off? That's
sure.
A good note. That's a good note.
You know,
and you guys,
know.
And you know that, right? Like you understand now. It seems like Riley had never thought about that, but now she realizes maybe.
No, I thought about it. My dad sometimes will listen to the episodes and he'll just be like, so when you, God, I'm going to cry. He's like, when you prep for the show, like how long does it take you to write those bits? And I'm like, we don't. He's like, but you read the reviews beforehand. I'm like, well, I read mine. Jeffrey says, and he's like, so you're cheating. I'm like,
that's right. That's correct. And I don't know your dad, but I feel like if you could grab him on the podcast, we'd get along really well. He seems like a good dude. And this is what I would say. And for this episode, we're definitely going to do it. Right, guys? I'm gonna propose something. We're definitely going to do it. Whoever comes in with the story is not allowed to initiate the scene.
That's
Love
good.
That.
That's really
great.
Good.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I hope to all that's holy that person doesn't try to somehow bring it back to their idea that they had when they read the reviews. And I'm going to trust you. And you know what I might do? I might initiate all the scenes and make them so different than the reviews that there's no way you could have possibly prepared. Does that sound good? And let's run the video for this part just because Riley is in true laughing fit right now. And all I did was point out what she already knew. She got caught just like the end of Ocean's 11. I guess the opposite of Ocean's 11.
Well, don't spoil it for Jeff. He clearly hasn't seen the film.
Well, let's hear
go.
Our pre-planned story. Who's got the first one?
I've got a first pre-planned story.
Great. And Riley, you've read this and you've thought about it for a bit, right?
I have like a whole notes app just filled with initiations. Okay, here we go. This is 4 stars. This is for a 12-pack of Altoids, the classic mint flavor. It is from Momph. Ben, can you give Momph a last name?
numph. Mumph numph.
Excellent. This is 4 stars. The title is I Love Altoids and So Should You. Okay.
Can we stop you right there? Right off the bat. Feels like a great one for some improv, right? Riley probably picked it because she's like, oh, I can play a character that loves Altoids. Keep going, Riley.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Altoids are the best mints. They were voted best mints ever by everyone ever. They won the award for best mint in the whatever year it was best mint competition. They're amazing. I love them, and so should you. The peppermint version is my favorite, but I enjoy all the flavors I've tried. Cinnamon, wintergreen, ginger, all good. For some reason, the 12-pack was sold for only $1 more than the 6-pack. So, of course, I bought the 12-pack. They're fantastic. They freshen your breath and don't have a dumb amount of sugar like most other delicious mints. I don't know. Maybe they make people think you're more good-looking or something. Who can say? I can't. But maybe they do. And time travel. Well, yeah, they could help with that, too. Anyway, these are great. It really is a 12-pack of the full-size Altoids tin, so you'll love them. If you've read this far, I will be shocked if anyone does. I'll note that I gave them 4 out of 5 instead of 5 out of 5 because they stopped putting the bizarre, hilarious facts on the inner paper. I love those facts. Did you know Altoids are made with the tears of pregnant mermaids? Anyway, those facts were hilarious. I miss them. So, 4 out of 5 instead of 5 out of 5. Have a lovely day and go get yourself some Altoids.
Nobody say anything. Not a word is to be spoken. Not a word is to be spoken. Now I'm going to ask you a question, Riley. You have to answer truthfully.
Mm-hmm.
How many times did you read this? Because you read that so perfectly. How many times have you read this to yourself or out loud? You cannot lie.
I read it twice out loud. Once to my boyfriend, once to my roommate.
Okay, so that's, and then probably once to yourself, twice to yourself when upon picking it, right?
Once to myself upon picking it.
Okay, so that's 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like, wow, time machine. I could probably do a scene about time machine, mermaid. That would be a good scene. You know, maybe I could pop in a mermaid in there. Talk about how, you know, 4 to 5, there's all these things. I barely was listening to the story. I was so distraught by the idea that you'd already heard it 3 times. Oftentimes when we do improv, the monologist is telling a story to the improvisers that they've never heard before, and then they improvise off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is going to be so fun. In your head, Riley, and again, this is, we're being honest. We're here to be honest, and we're having fun with each other. You're two very talented human beings, and if anything, this will just show how talented you are. Do you maybe have an idea of, like, oh, this might be a good idea to start a scene with? Did you maybe have an idea?
I had one.
Okay, let me hear what your initiation would have been.
No, man, come
off
on. We don't have to fucking, come on, man.
Come on, Riley. I just
no,
want to hear it.
It's stupid.
Let me hear it. It's not going to be stupid. It's going to be great.
Stupid.
It's going to be great, because Jeff has got a totally different one, but let me hear it, Riley. What is it?
Do you want me to go into or just tell you what
I just want
been?
You to tell me what how you tell me the first line of your thing.
We're going to hear her describe her initiation.
It would have been
a scene about someone doing a voiceover for an Altoids commercial, and that would have been the start of like, okay, can we get another take? Can you just read the copy as written?
Okay, and great. That would have been. I love it. I love those type of scenes. Done a Come bunch on. Of them, love them to death. Okay, Jeffrey, you cannot go near that.
All right.
You must initiate off that scene, and you cannot go near that. This is great. I can't wait. I'm loving that we're seeing behind the curtain. Okay, Jeffrey, whenever you're ready, you can start with anything
you
want.
This will be the last episode of this podcast.
We're just establishing rules moving forward that whoever reads the story can't initiate.
That's not a bad rule.
That's not a bad rule.
That's not a bad rule at all.
All right.
Whenever you're ready. And you can be any character. This is all made up. So you can initiate with anything. You know what I mean? You don't have to be yourself. So whatever you want. Improv is everything.
You don't have to be yourself.
Thanks so much. Yeah, I'll take a mint. And do they still have the Altoid facts?
And cut. That was take one. Fantastic. So we're going to have you do this voiceover one more time.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you there. So Riley, you can't do anything like that. Okay, Riley?
Yeah, man. Okay.
That was your voiceover thing. Okay, Jeff, give me that initiation one more time. I was just telling Riley what she can't do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'll take a mint. Hey, do they still have the Altoid facts?
You mean on the back? The little Altoid facts telling you things about Altoids?
Yeah, or the little, it's kind of like a Snapple fact.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. What it is basically, and I, by the way, this is why I'm buying Altoids in the first place.
Yeah.
What it is I like to learn a little bit about the things that I'm eating and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's beyond the ingredients list. It's factoids about Altoids where I'm going to learn about what goes into the product from a spiritual sense. Right?
I want to know. Still into that spiritual stuff, man, huh?
Well, you know what? It's about crafting a life for myself because obviously, you know that I experienced that horrible tragedy.
Yeah, I know. We don't have to talk about it.
Because I like to bring it up just to work through it.
Well, it's happened 10 years ago. There's really, and by the way, and Susan will agree with me, there's literally no reason to keep bringing it up. And to be honest, and Susan, tell me,
I don't think it was
that big of a deal, to be honest.
Oh, is he talking about the accident again?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So
he's, oh my God, yeah.
And by the way, he got here by just saying, like, what do you like those Altoid facts? He literally just started talking about it out of nowhere.
No, but I can turn any conversation into, like,
something about the accident. And you don't tell me.
We know. Yeah. All right. We know.
Let's just move on then.
Talk so about Susan and I are actually celebrating our first anniversary today.
10th anniversary. 10th anniversary of the accident, yeah.
What's that?
Tenth anniversary of the accident.
We don't have to humor him. We brought you along to this lunch just because, you know, you set us up, and it just means the world to us.
Susan, do you remember
how you set us up? Oh, my God. It was like it was yesterday. I you know, the day that you surprised us both at the park. I can't believe I trusted you to put a blindfold on me and lead me to the park. I don't know what I was thinking. I'd never do that now. And then to take it off and to see Tim there, I mean, it just, like... It was a match made in heaven. It really was.
You two are my kindest friends.
Lionel, you're insane.
Stop.
You're the best. Kind people give kind friends is what we always say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So raise your glasses. Raise your glasses to one beautiful year together, Suze.
Oh, I love you so much, honey.
Love you so much as well. And Lionel, thank you so much. You're here because without you, this wouldn't be possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we skipped over the accident.
Sorry?
I feel like we didn't wax about the accident at all, and it was a tragedy.
We don't have to. So today's not about the accident. We've heard it enough.
It's about you guys.
Yes, it's about us.
Let's get your bullshit out of the way, and then we'll talk about the accident.
Sorry?
Hmm?
What's that?
Nothing.
Get our bullshit out of the way?
No, let's celebrate you guys, and then we'll talk about it for a couple hours.
Hey, Lionel, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, over here.
Sorry. Susan.
Yeah.
I'll see you in one minute.
All right. Yeah, okay. Do what you're going to do.
You're kind of blowing it, man.
I'm blowing it? What are you talking about? I'm blowing it.
This isn't a romantic vibe. Yeah, exactly. You invited me to your anniversary. So how is it my fault that I keep bringing up a horrible accident that happened
to me? It is your fault. Don't talk about it. You have nothing to do. We both know that you have nothing going on. All you do is think about this accident. You have to detach yourself from it. If you take yourself away from the accident, you can live your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say, Lionel?
If I take myself away from the accident, I don't have a personality. Right?
You are you, Lionel. What were you before the accident? You used to be a mime. You used to do all these cool things. Be that person.
I had a ton of hobbies. Master
Lionel,
of none,
be
though.
Be that person. That one thing doesn't make you who you are.
Nobody wants to see me mime more than once.
Susan, can we just let him talk about it real quick? Then he promises. You promise you won't talk about it again after you say it once?
I promise I won't say anything.
Suze?
I mean...
I know.
Yeah, it's not exactly how I thought the day would go, but if this can get it out of a system and we can actually enjoy the rest of the day, then I think it's worth giving him a little bit of time, but only
Susan,
a little bit of time.
Susan, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lionel, I'm sorry, buddy. Give me one second.
Yeah, whatever.
I fucking blew it. I shouldn't have brought him here. I'm sorry, Suze.
No, I mean, like, listen, Tim, the reason I love you is because you have such an open heart. You never want anyone to be left out, and that is the thing I love more about you than anything in the world. But... I don't know if we have to include him in everything. I mean, you've included him on every trip we've ever done, every weekend away, most dinners, and I...
Well, how fun is he to eat with, though, honestly? The way he eats?
No, it is silly. it's like a Christmas story. But
it's like a Christmas story.
It's like a Christmas story, and that is endearing. But that's the only thing I've been finding endearing about him lately, and so...
Let
just
him say it once, Suze. Let him say it once, and it's over, okay? I swear to you, that's what he said to me.
If he goes on... For longer than 5 minutes?
Jesus Christ. We'll give him like 15 seconds. He doesn't need 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. That's great. Never mind. I was going to say if he goes on longer than 5 minutes, then you and I should work some stuff out. But that's fantastic. If it's only 15 seconds, easy. Done.
I swear to you, and I will put a clock on it. There's no way he's talking more than 15 seconds.
I trust you.
Thank you. I trust you. And relationships are built on trust.
They're built on trust.
There's no way to get to the top of the relationship without building a ladder of...
Trust.
That's right. Now, Lionel... I'm giving you 15 seconds.
That's all I need.
Talk about whatever you want.
You know that's all I need.
I know it's all you need. All right, whenever you're ready, and thank you, Suze, and go.
Icy. One. Was drinking an icy. Two. Straw. I sucked it too hard, and it replaced my throat.
Five. Six. Oh, that's it?
Yep.
That's all you had to get out?
Yeah.
All you wanted to do was just say what happened? Just
it
give
was
a
painful.
Small
I had to go to the
play.
Hospital.
Okay, no. We don't need to go on any further than that. Ten. I was just,
I thought that you guys would have a much different reaction. I thought that you would, again.
Well, we've heard it every day for 10 years. So
sure.
The idea of us having a different reaction to hearing the same story every single day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you hoping for something different?
I was hoping that the whole picnic would kind of become about me. Maybe, you ask me more questions and then I get to talk for a while. Happy anniversary, I should have said.
Lionel, can I talk to you for a second, Lionel? Really quick?
Okay. Yeah.
Really, really quick.
I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
Hey, Lionel. Again, I'm really sorry for everything that happened. I tell you this every day. And I never want to be this person. I never wanted to be this kind of girlfriend who's like really territorial or really just kind of like trying to make everything my way. And it's not my way because it's Tim's life. It's Tim and my day. And you need to let him go a little bit. You just, maybe don't come around as much. Maybe just take your foot off the gas a little bit.
I go where I'm invited. I go where I'm invited. So if somebody invites me somewhere, I go.
You can say no sometimes, though. You know, maybe sometimes you're being invited out of, you know, courtesy, love. All right. All I'm saying is, Lionel, we could really appreciate a bit of space moving forward. Love you. All right. But we can appreciate some space. You do?
I get that. Yep.
So next time Tim invites you to something that you think maybe I shouldn't go, what are you going to say? Tim! Oh my God!
It's happening. It's happening. Tim. Straw in the throat? Straw in the throat?
Lionel, I'm like him now.
No. Now he can feel what I felt. Now he can feel what I felt.
Okay, Tim, I got you. One, two, three. Oh my God.
What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? What's the first thing you want to talk about?
Give him a fucking second, Lionel.
No,
Jesus
he doesn't need
Christ.
A second. What do you want to talk about?
Give him a fucking second to breathe.
First thing that comes to your mind, what do you want to talk about?
The year was 2021.
There you go.
No.
I was sipping there it is. Out of
no.
an icy.
There it fucking is.
And I sucked the straw so hard it
Six,
became my throat.
7, 8.
That's it. That's my
9.
Tail.
That's all you need. 15 seconds or less.
And scene? Who calls it?
We usually just kind of naturally go out of it.
Notes?
Great. You want notes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw a place that we could have edited earlier, but I wasn't sure if I was allowed to edit the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were fully allowed to edit.
Okay. I'm going to edit next time.
What was the edit point?
Before Riley took me away.
Okay.
Although, listen, if we didn't have that, we wouldn't have gotten this beautiful ending.
Yeah.
What a fun scene. What
let's
a fun
a
time this
break.
Is. No, let's not take a break. No commercials. I don't want anybody making money off of this episode. Unless we're donating all of
we
it.
We can donate to this week's...
No. Don't worry about it.
So the rules are going forward
what
is
an insane...
that we can't start anything that we give and we can't get paid.
That's such a funny thing. You should
two
do that
really
up, like the next time
rules.
You go on a really big podcast.
I
just
did
be
that
like...
to Jake and Amir once where I was like, because they're like, man, thanks so much for coming by. You know, sometimes when you come by, the numbers go up and that's so cool. He was like, oh, cool. So like, how much like do I get paid for that big change? And like, can we give that to charity? And they go, oh,
That's so funny. Well, we should actually take a break.
Wait, take a break. Take a break, yeah. Of course. By the way, you guys are wonderful and fun, and this will be great. We can do this for hours.
Thank you. On your day off, Marty.
On your day off of all
wait,
time.
Wait, so can someone sing, can Riley sing a little Going to the Break, Going
good.
To a Break song?
Marty, can we go into a break? Please, Marty, call me. I've called you 10 times in the past week. Marty, call me back. Marty. So that's a little song from Marty Michael.
That was really good.
Marty never calls me back. I don't call Marty, but it'd be nice if he reached
love
out
it.
Once in a while. Can we take a break, Marty? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like, oh, don't worry, like you can still like emergency like finding the phone and like your cards are still available?
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm going to take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Hey, podcasts, listen. Alf and I want to talk to you about another podcast called, and you'll never guess, Comedy Bang Bang. Okay, if you've never heard of Comedy Bang Bang and you listen to the show, that's insane. It is one of the longest running comedy podcasts out there, and it literally revolutionized the medium. Every episode, host Scott Aukerman interviews a famous guest like Andy Samberg, Sarah Silverman, or John Hamm. But unlike every normal interview show, Scott and the guest are joined by a group of unhinged fictional characters played by the best comedic improvisers around. People like Nick Kroll, guest of the pod Lauren Lapkus, Paul F. Tompkins, and previous review guest Ben Schwartz. Over the years, the podcast has built an expanded universe with tons of recurring jokes and fan favorite characters. But the best part is you can still easily jump in at any time and enjoy a new episode as a first time listener. So check out new episodes of Comedy Bang Bang every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts. Alf, thoughts?
I've been listening to that show for years on and off, honestly, since I was probably in high school, which, wow, time flies. I'm older now than I was before.
Good shit. Take a listen, Comedy Bang Bang. Bye.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I had no idea Marty had so much power at this company.
He doesn't.
You were right.
We got another review here. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Jeff, did you... And Jeff, complete honesty, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so give the review, then I'll ask you a couple questions, Jeff.
I'll go with my short one. 4 stars from Sandy D. Do you have a last name for Sandy D?
Yeah, Zavowski.
Sandy Dvowski.
Yeah.
All right.
What is this of? What is this review
this
for?
This review is of Bob's Sweet Stripes Soft Peppermint Candies.
Got it.
4 stars. These are very good and very thick.
Is that it?
That's it.
For real?
Yes.
Oh, I fucking love. Okay, so.
Yes.
How many times have you read this to yourself and out loud?
Well, it's only one sentence, so it's probably like 7 or 8 times, yeah.
Yeah, of course, just that quick. And what was your initiation in your head that you were going to start with cheating in improv? How are you going to cheat in improv?
Yeah, it was going to be like somebody placing an order over the phone or calling customer service and, you know, being way too excited about how thick a mint is.
Great. And you planned that beforehand, right?
Yeah, in a way.
Well, sure.
So how often does the person who read the review start the scene? I'm going to say probably 85% of the time.
No, actually.
I do think it's like 50-50.
It is like 50-50.
So let's now, Riley, you have to. Can you give the line? Because it's such a short one. Jeff, can you give it one more time?
I would love to hear that again.
These are very good and very thick.
Also, just if anybody doesn't see the visual, Riley is dressed like she's doing tech backstage at a theater. Okay, whenever you're ready, Riley.
I just read with the headphones and the glasses, that really makes
it. Yeah, and she's all in black. Yep. She's 100% bringing a tiny table out for the next scene and then running right back up.
Black socks, black shoes. Okay. All right, well, here at our Casper pop-up, as you see, we're also selling pillows now. So I hear you two are moving into a new home. Congratulations. That's always very exciting.
Thank you so much. These pillows,
top of the line. You are not going to want to have a poor night's sleep in your brand new home. I'll tell you that for free. So these pillows, very good, very thick.
Okay, we're a little bit of a tricky combo. Ronald are kind of a tricky one. So I like my pillows hard.
And Ronald, I would imagine you're kind of a thin, soft man. I mean, the pillows, not you.
No, that's funny. Yeah, I like a thin pillow. I'm a stomach sleeper.
So is it possible to maybe switch it up where I get some of the harder ones and we get a thin one for Ronald? Or?
Absolutely. That's the beauty about pillows is that, you know, you can get one of each kind. They're not attached to the bed. So if you want to switch them around, do whatever you want, that we can provide that for you. We also have a range of mattresses. You know, we have, they now come with controllers. So depending on how you like
to
sleep,
Ronald? I'm a wild card.
I'm a wild card.
Oh, I can tell. Ronald. You get your feet in the sand. You just dig right on in.
That's actually enough.
Ronald, come on.
We're here to get a bed. We're here to get pillows, not to ridicule Ronald.
Ronald, come on, man.
I'm sorry.
No, okay. I'm so sorry. You're absolutely right.
Sorry.
I'm a stomach sleeper. I'm sorry.
He kind of tosses and turns.
Sorry. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes. Okay. So we have this range where we do have a half and half side.
No, it's all right. Now the energy's down. It wasn't my fault.
We didn't mean for that to happen. Yeah. Ronald, apologize.
I'm so fucking sorry.
Ronald, come on. Really apologize.
No, I laugh when I'm nervous.
I can get you another clerk if you'd rather work with someone else.
No, you're great.
Janine, you're our clerk.
My lips are sealed.
And you get 5% off this, and we know that, and we want to make sure that you get money, because you've been helping us for like 10 minutes, so it's great.
The sale is yours. We just need to figure out which ones, and I'm so sorry that I yelled.
And by the way, you should know this, we haven't been sleeping very well lately, and that's probably why Ronald's a little bit, you know what I mean?
Ronald, waking up on the wrong side of the bed. No, waking up too much in the middle of the night.
Waking up too much on the wrong side of the bed, you know what I mean?
The whole bed is the wrong side of the bed. Funny. Well, speaking of bed size, I don't know if either of you sprawl out when you sleep.
Ronald said before, I kind of toss and turn. I kind of like whatever. So
that's why I keep waking up in the middle of the night. Now we all laugh at Tron.
Nobody's laughing at you.
No one's laughing at Tron, and no one's laughing at Ronald. If anything, you know what? You guys can laugh at me. I am a chronic sleepwalker.
My God.
Yeah, I'll find myself at the top of the stairs in the middle of the night and wake myself up.
And then the bottom
of
the stairs.
And then the bottom of the stairs. That's exactly Ronald. You got me pegged. You got me beat right there.
Janine, do you throw yourself down the stairs in the middle of the night?
It's not on purpose, and I am fine at this point. You know, with my employee discount, I do buy a couple mattresses to put at the bottom of the stairs just in case anything were to happen.
Yeah,
so
but you still
I
hit
am,
all. But how big is the stairwell?
Well, you know, I live in an apartment complex, so I will go into the back stairs. So it will be
so. This
multiple
is the stairs of the entire
this
building.
Is a store. This is no. I didn't bring this up for you to feel bad for old Janine. No, I brought this up.
I
we could all
feel
laugh
bad for you,
at each
Janine.
Other.
Ronald, say you're sorry. Everybody has their own. See, this is what I tell him all the time.
No,
he brings his rage to everything, but everybody has their own stuff.
You never know what someone's going through, and I know.
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah.
So do your thing, Ronald. Before you say something rude, take a breath, count, think about if it's really worth it. Okay.
All right.
And Janine, sorry to bring you into this. You don't need to be a part of this. I apologize.
No, you know
what? We're
going
to buy something today, though. I swear to you. Ronald,
the sale is yours.
The sale is yours. No, and I can tell you what you asked about size. We want a Cal King. Ronald likes to throw his little toesies all the way out to the end of the bed, and he doesn't like to feel any air.
Oh, he's a sprawler. I can tell he's a sprawler. He's a sprawler. Not a whim. He just throws himself.
That's
Do you
right.
accidentally hit him in your sleep? Do you accidentally just like
slap Tron
around?
Fish. I'm a floppy fish.
Oh, my God. He's a floppy little fish. I can tell. I grab his arm. You're just a floppy fish, man.
One, two, three.
Keep talking
Sorry.
Over. Four. So we need a Cal King. Five, basically, we need a Cal King. We need a nice softy, a thin one, and then a heavy one for me.
Eight.
And then do you guys do nine, comforters here as well, or how does that even work?
We do comforters. We have a whole range of
11,
comforters.
Let me get a. Do you have 13, goose down duvets 14, or no?
Yes, 15. Absolutely. We actually only have one in the back,
I think it was worth it. I decided it was worth it to get angry still. I don't want you sharing these intimate details about how we sleep, Tron.
We're at a mattress store, buddy.
I know. It's just like, you don't have to say that you're a floppy fish. We already said I was a stomach sleeper and that you
toss
and turn.
That's like going to a smoothie store and saying, what do you want in your smoothie? And you're like, well, I don't want to tell you the fruits and vegetables I enjoy. How is that person supposed to do their job?
This is such bullshit. I'm so sorry.
Then leave.
No, I'm not. I just...
Then fucking leave.
If you'd like to do this another day, we can schedule another time
no,
for
I'd
you
like
two to come
Cal
in.
No, I'd like the Cal King. I'd like the goose down. I'd like one hard, one soft. And I'd like it, if possible, to use this coupon that we found.
This coupon that you found?
Yeah, we found a coupon on the floor.
On the floor of the store?
It was towards the front of the store. I don't know if it was already used, but it was in here.
Yes, this is a partially used coupon. It's a little bit of a gift card. So I don't want to upset Ronald again. So you know what? Why don't I give you my employee discount?
I'm not like a landmine. I'm taking time.
You can put this coupon to use, and you can put my employee discount to use. So probably all told, I'll get you maybe about 60% off your purchase if that suits 60? Ronald.
60? That's unbelievable. Are you serious? That's unbelievable.
It's been a hard day. And I, for the life of me, would love for Ronald to not be upset. So,
thank you.
Of course. I will ring you up, and there you go. And so
you're going to lose money on this, man.
You're going to lose money on this. It's really okay.
And we appreciate it. We really do.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for yelling.
Well, good luck, Tron, and your little floppy little fish. Your little crazy sleeper, bug-eyed guy. You know, he's just a wild man in bed,
What's your fucking deal, bitch? And notes.
Any notes? This is the most fun part of improv. Okay.
I'd love to hear your note, Jeff, please.
We could have gotten the bitch thing. Like 10 minutes earlier.
Well, we should have ended the scene earlier. Mm-hmm. This is the note I'd give Jeff.
Yeah.
Do you want this note?
Yeah. I'm open to anything.
He's looking down.
He's looking down. He's really not open to it.
What a fun way to find
that
game.
He's not going
to
listen.
We found that game, Jeff. Real quick, we found that game. We loved it. We all knew it. We were playing it together. We're playing ping pong. I think you let the normalcy go for a little bit longer before you hit the game again on that second beat. And I think you knew it.
Yeah, I felt
before you blow up, let Riley sell us something for a little bit longer. And then when you do it, Billy Merritt, my 301 teacher, used to tell me it's like playing ping pong.
I had Billy Merritt twice in Academy.
He's the best.
I want to have him on the show.
It's like playing ping pong. You got to go back and forth. You can't just overhead slam every single time or nobody's playing with each other. So that's it. We just play it a little bit longer.
Actually, is a really good note.
Yeah, I'm actually, if I was coaching this team, that's what I would say.
Have you seen Billy's chowder reports?
No, I bet they're amazing. He's so funny.
It's this weird middle ground. He's like, chowder report. And he's just talking about various clam chowders and seafood chowders. But like, it's that awkward middle ground of like, it's not that funny. It's more serious than it is funny. It's so funny.
Guys, we're doing great. And we do like, what, three of these?
Yeah, we do. We have probably time for one more, right?
Yeah, I have a short one if y'all are down.
Let's do
Can't
it.
Wave.
These are for the Listerine strips.
Mm.
So this is a 5-star review from Sophia K. Do either of you have a last name for Sophia K?
Jeff, what do you got?
Let's go Cairnch.
Sophia Cairnch.
You know what's so funny? I wrote this thing once, but I couldn't quite figure out how to... You know that commercial, Every Kiss Begins with K?
Yeah.
It's like a diamond store. But they spell it Every Kiss Begins with K-A-Y.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's not right. Then the word would be Caius. It'd be Caius. And I remember trying to write that on Twitter once, And just every time I read it back, I was like, no, this doesn't make – to write it doesn't make any sense because it still looks like every case. It just didn't make any sense. And
every kiss begins with K.
Yeah. It would have to be – that's the only way every kiss begins with K would make sense. Case. 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 Case.
Every kiss. Okay, so wow, I forgot her last name already. What was it? Sophia –
Cairnch.
Punch? Cairnch. Got it. Sophia Cairnch.
And we do make sure we get that right.
Yeah. 5 stars. The title is Love. I've been using these breath strips for years, and I love it. It's perfect for quote-unquote emergencies. I always keep a pack in my purse.
What do you have? What were you thinking, Ryan?
I didn't have a specific one in mind. I love the idea.
You just had
of
a
like
lot
what,
of different small ones. What, tell me what your small ones were.
Not a small one. Just the idea of a breath mint emergency is very funny to me, of what constitutes an emergency.
I love it. All right, Jeff, now you can't start like that.
That was what I was going to do.
All right.
I can initiate you if you want.
No.
No fucking way.
I don't fucking think so.
Can you read it one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that'll give you time to think of something. All right.
Yeah, let me pull it back up. Okay, here we go. I have been using these breath strips for years, and I love it. It's perfect for emergencies. I always keep a pack in my purse. So don't touch emergencies. And Jeff, whenever you're ready.
Yep. Oh yeah, I have a Phillips head. I keep it in my purse
all the time.
Oh, did you just see Mitchell versus the Machines?
Yep. And I really took it to heart.
Your voice is getting shaky, like you're a little nervous.
No, it's just like, yeah, I've never been this close to somebody who used to play on an MLB team.
Oh my God. Yeah, sorry. So you do have that Phillips head for me, though?
I do have that Phillips head. And again, that is Alex Rodriguez over there. And
are you serious?
No, I'm saying that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm nervous.
Oh my God! But you're like, talking about A-Rod from the Mariners and the Yankees, or from the
from
Rangers?
The Mariners.
He was definitely on the Rangers.
Yeah.
Definitely on the Yankees.
He was on the Yanks. Yeah.
Dude, he's going out with J-Lo now, I think, right? Or no, he got divorced.
No, they divorced. Yeah.
Oh my God! Should we talk to him about it or something?
I feel like he could use the emotional support.
What I'm thinking. I feel like celebrities don't really like when you go up to them, but he's dealing with something right now. This would be the time for us to actually like go up and like talk to him, don't you think?
I say we're never going to see him again. So even if we piss him off, no harm, no foul.
That's a great way to think about talking to someone that you've seen on television. That's a perfect way of thinking about it. That's perfect. All right, this is what I think we should do. Okay,
yeah.
We're going to go up to him.
But we can't just go up to him like I love your work. It has to be like a bigger entrance than that.
Okay. Fire! Fire! Fire!
What are you doing?
Holy shit, I'm sorry to interrupt your guys' lunch, but I just heard there was a fire, and should we go help him in the kitchen?
Crime. Oh my God, dude, I'm so sorry.
Is there a fire?
No. We heard about Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
If there's not a fucking fireman, then I'm going to go back and enjoy my lunch.
No, they just told me that it's fine. They just told me that it's fine.
Was it because you like stopped being inventive in the sack? Or
Jesus.
No, I'm
was
just...
It? Was it because of that? That our biggest question is because you weren't inventive enough in the sack, and that's why Jennifer Lopez left. You could talk to us, dude. We're just normal dudes. We don't know who you are.
You don't know who I am, but you know about my divorce with Jennifer Lopez. So obviously you know who I am.
Well, you know, that's the context we know you from. Nothing else.
Yeah, that's all we know about you.
Yeah.
All right. I actually don't feel comfortable sharing details about my intimate personal life with
two
strangers.
I'll just start sharing some about my life. Maybe
no,
that'll
man,
make
you really don't have to.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Sometimes if you're vulnerable, it gives other people permission to be vulnerable.
Mm. Barbara, I was dating this girl, Barbara, for so long. God. And she's like, I don't want to go out with you. And I was like, prove it. And she left. And I was like, why? And I still go to her house all the time. And she's not into it. And I'm like,
You're so stalking her. You're
like?
Stalking
what's
your
J-Lo,
ex.
What's J-Lo like?
You're stalking your ex and you shouldn't do that anymore. What's J-Lo like? She's wonderful. I wish her the best. You know, it didn't work out. And that's all I have to say. Are you guys members of the press?
Off the record. This is all off the record.
This is all off the record. Was it missionary? Did you just do too much missionary?
You know what? Sorry for snapping you guys earlier. It's been really hard. And so to have people, strangers even, who care and don't want to talk about baseball or anything else, but want to talk about
baseball.
How
what the fuck
doing,
is baseball?
You know?
What is baseball?
We don't even know what
is
that
baseball?
Is.
You don't know what baseball is? It's okay if you don't know who I am, but you don't even know what baseball is.
Did you mean basketball? Was that the typo?
Oh, we love basketball. New York Knicks this year. Are you kidding me? Emmanuel Quickly. This is unbelievable season for the Knicks.
Randall has handles.
Yeah, I was going to talk about every intimate detail about my sex life, about my personal history, about J-Lo, everything. But you know what? It seems like you guys just want to wax basketball, so I'll let you get back to that. And I hope you have.
No, 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 no. We want to talk about that. We want to love. We would love to talk about that. We want to be there for you, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck you guys want from me. You're saying you don't give a shit about who I am, but you want to be there for me. You want me to open up.
We'd love to hear the details. We'd love to get into the nitty-gritty of it. And if you want me to be vulnerable, just to kind of complete the circle, I have a horribly disfigured ass.
Show me your ass.
No, you don't have to show me your ass. You don't have to show me your ass. You don't have to show me your ass. So you know who I am.
Show A-Rod your ass.
You want to see my ass?
I just figured that'd be a good nickname for you. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod. Does anybody else call you that?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not, yeah. Oh, nice. Okay, see your ass. Yeah. You can pull your pants up.
Tell me what's wrong with it.
It's a very short crack.
It's a very short crack.
It almost looks like there's might be a hole and a half. You should get it checked out.
It's almost one cheek, to be honest.
It looks like home base.
So you do know what baseball is.
I meant when you're climbing base camp.
That's true. Base camp he's talking about. It has another name also. Base camp.
Maybe there's something you said, you know, there's something to be said about people opening up to you and you wanting to get vulnerable too. So
let me hear it. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Go.
You know what? We'll just
go.
We're brothers this afternoon. It's what Hell we are. Yeah. We're brothers. We're Love brothers that. Today. Yeah. Sex makes me very emotional and it doesn't for her. And it hit a certain point where it got kind of too emotionally intimate for her. And I can't say that's why she left, but I will say I've never had a connection with anyone like that in my life. And I'm sorry I don't have a weird ass. I'm sorry I don't stalk my ex. Wow. I'm just a guy with a big heart. And
How far along in the relationship did this happen? Was this like after your MVP season or before it?
Got it. I'm going to head back to my table.
All right, if we're all sharing disfigured parts of our body, let me show you my feet.
Yeah, let's see the feet.
I have no real toes. I just have like big stumps.
They're big stumps.
It actually kind of looks like my ass.
Yeah, looks like your butt. And I guess we get in it there. No notes, perfect.
That was a perfect one. The game was clear. I felt the beats were even clearer. That might be my favorite one we've ever done. Is that crazy to say?
That earnestly is my favorite end to a scene we've ever done. Disappointed. It does look like your butt.
Do you know what I realized? And I got very nervous when I did it. I'm in a hotel because we're filming here, and I just yelled fire at the top of my lungs four times in a hotel. And then I literally, and the hotel just opened. Like, it's been closed because of COVID. So, like, there's like six people in this whole hotel.
Oh,
so, like,
no.
Things are starting to get back to normal, and people are trying to figure stuff out. And I wonder if what I just did was illegal. But
you're
I don't
a knock
think
on
so.
The door.
Because I'm in a hotel room. It can't be illegal, right?
It's not illegal, yeah. Because that's your dwelling place for the.
Okay, good. I would just. Because I literally heard a movement outside and I was like, oh, there's only like five other people in the whole hotel because they just opened.
Yeah.
I was like, did I just like.
Commit a felony?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was kind of the onus of this. We caught your ass. This is gotcha journalism.
You see like a fire department come in here. The do not disturb sign was on. Yeah, sorry. I yelled fire because I was doing this scene. You want to know about the scene? Okay, yeah. Sure. Alex Rodriguez. While he was playing Alex Rodriguez. Yeah. Her middle name is Marie. Yeah. And Aaron. Yeah.
All right. We have one last segment that we do. It's real quick. Basically, it's should we just do it and then tell him?
We'll just do it. Yep.
All right.
Real quick, real dumb. He's checking to see if there's. He's going to be arrested.
I thought I heard a knock.
He's going to be arrested.
I can't wait. Jeffrey, I can't wait.
This shook me all week long.
So Ben, this is the time to air grievances or not, or something you're obsessed with, something that's been shaking you, something you can't stop thinking about, something that you're interested really or really disinterested in as of late. Could be literally anything.
Oh, wow. Something that I'm really interested in as of late.
Or if you have beef with anything, you want to pick a fight, or if there's something you've watched.
I love this idea.
Truly
I like
anything.
Talking about a passion more than something I dislike. I like to try to put good stuff out in there. What if I really like it? Oh, you know what I did? I just played, okay, when I was a kid, Okay, so when you come to, I don't want to make this too long, sorry, but when you come to Canada, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. So you have to, this is the process of how it goes. You have to take a test before you get on the plane. When you get off the plane, you take a test. Then you have to go to a government sanctioned hotel for 1 to 3 days. You have to stay in that hotel, which is attached to the airport. You have to stay there for until you get your test results back. If they're negative, you're allowed to go into an apartment to dwell for 2 weeks up until your quarantine's over. And you're not allowed to leave the restrictions of your place. So for me, I got an apartment. Other people got a house. So they got a yard they're allowed to go out on. But I did not do that. So I got this apartment and I was kind of trapped indoors for 2 weeks. So two things happened. One was I wrote more than I've ever written in my entire life. I owed a bunch of scripts to places and I've never been quicker on deadlines in my entire life.
Amazing.
I just wrote all day. But the other thing was, there's a video game that I played when I was a kid called Final Fantasy III. And this is very nerdy. It's a role-playing game and it's a game that takes over 30 hours to beat, which is insane when you're a kid. And I was playing it on my Super Nintendo and I got to around the very last part of the game and the game erased itself. There was something corrupt in the file and it erased itself after I put in about, I mean, I was a kid and you know, there's no like maps or anything. So you have to do things 100 times to figure out where everything is. So I must've played that game for 40 hours or something like that. And it erased. And it was so disheartening to me that I was like, I'm never going to play this game again. I cannot. And because you can't start from the beginning, to start from the beginning, especially as a kid and be like, I'm going to have to spend 40 more hours of my life.
Oh, wait, so when you were a kid, it erased itself.
Yes. So I never got to play the last board and I was at a part where I was really hard to beat and I just couldn't beat it. And it erased the whole thing. And so later on in my life, I like started the game again, just like as a little fun thing, but I was like, I can't make an excuse where I can play something for 40 hours. And then quarantine happens and I brought my mini Super Nintendo. I have a little mini Super Nintendo. And I was like, this is it. I'm gonna beat this game. Because I'm trapped. I'm not allowed to leave this apartment.
Yeah.
I have like, so instead of going places, I'll reward myself with this at night. And I sat down and I played it for 35 hours.
Oh my God.
Together. So
right.
The way that I figured out was, so it's 2 weeks. And instead of watching a movie at night or something like that, I'd play for an hour and a half or 2 hours. So after, you know, like 2 weeks, whatever. So I got pretty close to the end, but then work started and I couldn't do it as much anymore. And then this is my day off and we've had like a weekend, whatever. So I told myself like, when this weekend comes, I'm going to finish this game. And I finished it yesterday.
Christ.
And it was like, there's this feeling, I thought it was going to be like, I saw a new thing that I'd never seen before, which my brain as a child was loving. I was like, oh my God, I've never seen this part. Like I'm up to the part that I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And then I just beat it and it was a fun feeling. And then there wasn't the joy that I thought I'd feel, which happens a lot. I feel like in life, this is getting real, but it's like you have this idea of like the first time I did, the only time I did Letterman, it was like the late show I wanted to do more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I finally got on. I thought it was going to be like the most incredible moment of my life. Cause I was a page there and I freelanced jokes for him for years. And it was just okay. And I was like, oh, this is it. And I was like really upset with myself being like, oh my God. But there's that feeling of like, oh my God, I did it. I've been trying to do this since I was literally 1993. So since I was 12 years old, I've been trying to beat this game. And I'm almost 40 now. And I finally beat it. So I was very excited. The game was so fun to play. I had so much fun playing it. It made me realize how much joy I get playing video games.
Yeah.
And then when it was over, I thought I'd be like, and I took a video of it ending. And then it was over and that was it. And it was so funny. Of course, nobody's near me right now. And the second I beat it, I like took a video of it and I was like, okay. And then I unplugged the machine and put it in my luggage so I could never play that console ever again. but it was that feeling of like, I finally beat something that I wanted to beat when I was a child.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, and I finally had the time to do it. So that is like a big thing that I was very excited about, but also the feeling of, I don't know if you guys feel this, if you want to get real about it, but have you ever felt that feeling of you thought this was going to be the thing that like, and then afterwards it's lovely or it feels okay for a minute, but like, it's just over. And then you're like, oh,
yeah.
Have you guys felt that or no? And from what situation?
Totally. 100%.
And also if you guys have the inverse of that, of like a thing that you were really looking forward to and then you did it and it was awesome. I remember when I've met Jeffrey a couple times in person, but Riley, I think
I've only met you once. I think it was in Chicago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we jumped on stage and you guys were doing something. And I remember you guys were so excited. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I watched you on stage a little bit before we came out, and you were pumped and you were getting laughs and you were hosting this thing for Jake and Amir, who are two, you know, I find them to be really brilliant guys. And I could see how excited and how much you were loving it. And you introduced us to come on stage, and it was very nice. But, like, I in your eyes, I could see you guys really fucking loving that moment and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, man, I love that. That feeling. So that, in my head, is there versions like that? Or Riley, tell me the bad one and then tell me the good one.
So, okay. The bad one is, like, I remember, so the first short film that Jeff and I ever made together, we shot it, my God, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. That makes me really sad. Holy shit. 2 years ago. Because then we were like, oh, we're going to make so many short films, and then fucking COVID hit. But anyway, we did the short film together. That was like the best time. And so I went to school for theater, and so I remember when I moved back, and I'm from LA, but when I moved back out to LA and like then got the job at HeadGum and doing all this stuff, it's like, and then my boyfriend went to USC, Jeff went to USC, so it's like all around all these film and TV people, and I remember like having a lot of imposter syndrome of just like, I'm just learning on the job, which is really fun. But then when we finally got to make this short, and like we had the best time, learned a lot, but I remember so much energy and like time and like heart was being put into this thing, and I'm so grateful it was. And then like we wrapped, and I remember the day after we wrapped just feeling like so depressed, and not because it was like over, but I'm just like, whoa, it's wild. It's like, you know, when you have like a project you're working on or a couple things you're working on, like all the energy's going into that, and then it's done, and then it's like, now what? Like, it feels like a weird void between that and the next thing. So
was
I remember
your depression,
like,
linked to the idea of you don't know what's next, or your depression was linked to the idea with how it came out?
It was linked to being like, well, now where do I put all this energy, and like, and not having an immediate thing to then put that into. So it just felt like I was in the ether for a little bit, and it was really like. And so I think that also ties into like not tying self-worth to like the quote unquote productivity, or like, you know,
it's always very hard to do.
It's really fucking hard.
Especially, I mean, in every industry, but I feel like in our industry, what we do is like it becomes like, because of social media also now, it's like you're putting so much of yourself out there. That's why social media scares the shit out of me. I think that's great. Well, let's end with a nice one.
I do remember, so that night you're talking about when we opened for you guys and Jake and Amir.
Can I stop you? Was the first short film you did, I don't know if Amir ever told you, but I remember there was a short film that I saw that I saw Jeffrey being hilarious in something, and I told Amir, I was like, that dude's fucking funny, man. And he's like, yeah. But I saw a short film of yours, and I think I told him to pass along that I thought that you guys did great. Was that the short film, the one that I saw that I was like, oh, these guys are fucking hilarious?
Was it the one at the funeral?
I don't remember what it was about. I just remember telling those guys to like pass on to either you or Jeffrey or something a while ago.
That's very kind. The only short, I mean, we've done a million sketches together, but the only short we've done is it's called Good Morning, and it's set at an open casket wake.
It sounds really stupid, and
it's really dumb. But I remember that night, because it's like, that was the first, had we done a HeadGum Live together before then? Not like the HeadGum kind of like festival live, but like Dynasty?
Yeah, we used to have a show at UCB Sunset, and then we moved it to Dynasty Typewriter, and now it's at Lyric Hyperion. It's jumped around, but it was like a variety show that Riley and I hosted.
Mm-hmm.
But that was that's definitely the biggest show we've ever done. Yeah. And like, you guys were there, and like all the HeadGum network people were there. It just felt different. Like, it was a really.
And all of HeadGum was downstairs. I remember going down there, and like everybody was there.
It was such a fun time. But I remember, like, I'll never forget this, especially like, you know, like the longer Jeff and I worked together, like that night felt like such a like an awesome, like, you know, moment in like the timeline of everything. Cause I remember Jeff and I sitting on some speakers in the wings, like watching you guys do the episode. And we just like looked at each other and we're like, this is what we want to be doing.
Yeah.
And like, it was
amazing.
So emotional of just being like, holy shit. Like, we're doing the thing that we want to be doing. And this is also to get real. And like, Ben, I just think you're one of the fucking funniest people on the planet. And like, something I admire so much about your comedy and what you bring to everything you do is just like, and something that inspires me to do that as well. It's like you have such a tangible joy to everything that you do. Like, it all comes from a place of just pure joy and like loving it. And like, that is like, I feel like the times when I feel the most like fun and free is tapping into that same kind of thing. And I remember that night like being such a huge moment of that, of like, holy shit, like, this is it. This is like,
I love that.
Yeah. So
that's so nice of you. And yeah. I love that. And that's true. I feel like the most fun I have is when, I feel like the audience really connects when you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Like not fucking around and like, mm-hmm. you know, fucking up the show, but like if you show, like, it seems like you guys are similar. We're like, I love being on stage. I love making people laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel so lucky that I could, you know, when I was touring, like you can go in front of thousands of people, make them laugh. And like, that's your job. Like,
yeah.
And I did it for free for from 2003 till like 2018 or whatever. So for 15 years, I did it for $0 at UCB, $0. And I was in heaven. And the beginning of that is probably my most favorite time ever doing anything. Just like learning and making mistakes with Gil and Adam. And like, it was, you know, it's, I love it so much. But I think you could see it in the way that you guys work. Jeffrey, you're very much a mirror. It's very funny. Even sometimes the way you laugh is very a mirror-ish. Like, you'll have a very similar laugh to him. And now that you guys say the same fucking words, it's very weird.
Yeah.
But you could see it. You could see it when you guys play. And that's one of the reasons when you guys asked me to, I was like, yeah, sure. You guys just seem like good human beings and nice and funny and,
yeah, we really appreciate it. I mean, again, that this is your day off and everything.
I know.
I think for me, to answer that question, I'll make it brief, but we had Ryan Gall on the show.
Oh, he is
so great.
One of the so I do a show called Ben Schwartz and Friends at Largo. I invite him all the time to do it, and then I got him, or I didn't get him. I met him on House of Lies, and then I've done improv with him a couple times, and I fucking think he's so talented. He's so talented. And an actual improv teacher, I bet he could give like real notes. I've been fucking around and doing bits this whole time. But he's like, and yesterday I saw him courtside at the fucking Knicks game with Tracy Morgan. And it blew my mind.
God.
It made me, I was watching on TV and I was like, holy shit, Ryan Gall is sitting next to Jon Stewart. And I texted him and he's like, I go, are you at the Knicks game right now? He goes, maybe. And I was like, oh. I want only good things to happen to that person.
He's incredible. A group of people.
Yeah, there's a group of people in my head that I was like, man, I just want like Gil Ozeri to hit and Ryan Gall to hit. I think all these funniest people in the universe. I think Lapkus is one of the funniest improvisers I've ever seen. Katie Dippold's a great writer. Like, all these people are like so fucking funny. Connor Ratliff has an incredible podcast. And I was like, I want these people to hit and whatever. And Ryan is always on that list of good guys that you want to just be like, you want him to just be. I'm sorry to interrupt your thing, but he's amazing. And I think that's a perfect guest we got. You guys must have killed it.
He's like that the uncle of our show. And he came back to do like our first live show with us. Like
I love him.
He's the best.
That was a big moment for me, similar to what Riley was just saying, because the first time I ever saw long form improv was the Showtime House of Lies thing that you did at UCB.
Oh, wow. You told me this once.
Did I tell you that?
It blew my mind.
Okay.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah. And Gall was part of that. And I think Lapkus was in this. Or maybe
not. Gall, Lapkus, Eugene Cordero, who's also one of the funniest people of all time.
Yeah.
And so, by the way, the idea that that's the way that you're introduced to long-form improv, which is with three people who've never performed long-form improv before. Don, Kristen, and Josh had never done long-form like that before. And so what did you see from that made you, because nobody really knows, there's this, I have Middleditch and Schwartz on Netflix, but I did this special for Showtime before off of House of Lies called House of Lies Live.
Yeah.
And the real reason why I tried to sell Snow Pants, which was a show I used to do as a show to Showtime. And David Nevins, who's the best, was like, how about this? If you do it as like kind of like using the cast of House of Lies, I'll let you get one out on the air. If it does well, then maybe we could talk about you coming and having other people on and stuff like that. So I was like, oh, but like those guys haven't. I go, what if I can? Can I take anybody that's ever been in House of Lies? Because I've gotten some of my friends on the show.
Yeah.
So then it was like Lapkus and Ryan and all these people that are so good at improv. So at least we could, like have fun. And the show ended up being pretty fun, I thought. But I love that you saw that. That's amazing.
Yeah, I saw it, and I took UCB 101 and 201 intensives a month after that. I like went to New York. I begged my parents to like. It was great.
Jeff, for real.
Like. I was introduced, like, because I always used to make sketches growing up and stuff, but then I found that, and I was like, what are they doing? I want to do that. And so, for me, this moment of joy, or this moment of, like, this is exactly what I want to be doing, is, like, you know, having seen that, having done improv for the past couple of years, and then just, like, getting to play with you, and Gall and Lapkus has been on the show, it's just, like, it's an unbelievable full circle moment that I feel incredibly grateful for.
I love it. Oh, I love it. I'm so happy we did this little piece at the end. This makes me so happy.
Yeah. It's very earnest.
You guys are great. Okay, and notes on that.
Notes
so
on that.
I think that the way that you kind of express yourself, I didn't believe a fucking word of any of it,
yeah,
to be honest.
I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking that the whole time.
I love that. And I love that you guys can understand that feeling of, I felt that as well. And I love it. I feel like I miss live performing a lot. I wonder what it's going to be like when it's time to get back on stage.
Yeah.
I was thinking of jumping and doing Ben Schwartz and Friends for a while at Largo and just getting a bunch of friends together and just fucking making people laugh for a while, seeing how it works.
Yeah.
I think that's it. But I don't even know if I hope Largo's still open, or I wonder how it all works.
Yeah. Anyway, we won't take up more of your time. Thanks so much
for
coming.
And I was doing a bit about giving you guys notes. You guys are both fucking awesome, and I love it. And I love to see people do improv. It makes me so happy.
Thank
you. Do you have anything
so
to plug, we should say?
Yeah.
I forget what's coming out then. Something that I'm really excited about is I did a show called The After Party. I haven't really talked about it yet. And it was Lord & Miller and Chris Miller directed all the episodes. And the cast is all the funniest people in the universe. It's Tiffany Haddish and John Early and Alana Glazer and Sam Richardson and Zoe Chow and Mike Barinholtz.
Shit.
And there's so many other people I'm forgetting. But it's just like all the funniest people in the universe are in it. And that comes out, I don't know when, but it'll be on Apple. I think it's going to be really fun. I mean, you know, it's not done yet, and I have no idea when it comes out. But that one, I'm like, I'm shooting Space Force right now, so that'll come out whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
But we wrapped that one during COVID, during like the worst time of COVID in California. Like, we wore masks every second. We got tested twice a day every day.
Wow.
And it was like a big... Like, it was like, let's see if we can do this. And Chris Miller was a genius. And I think it's going to be really, really fun and good. I'm very excited for it to come out. I'll plug that, but I have no idea when it's coming out.
Jeff, anything to plug?
Nothing.
Awesome.
Should we take a picture? Should we do a screenshot right now?
Yeah. Let's pose. Great.
That's going to be great.
Hell yeah.
Wow, what a special time for all of us.
Thank you so much,
thank you
Ben.
So much.
Hang out with you guys.
Yeah.
What a lovely way to start a Monday.
Yeah, truly.
You are the best for coming on. We cannot thank you enough. On a day off, no less.
You guys did great. You guys are fucking great.
Maybe we'll see you around the new office sometime this summer or something.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
That was insane. you can find Mefri on Instagram at Jeffrey James. You can find him on Twitter at Jeff Boyard. I'd like to plug that I turned 25. I'd like to plug that I'm 25 now, so I know everything. My brain is fully developed at this point. That is true. Your brain fully develops at 25, and so I am now Jeffrey's legal guardian, I think.
Yes,
you can find the show on Instagram at Review and on Twitter at Review Show and on Reddit r/ReviewReview.
And you can follow Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote.
Big thank you to our VI podcasts, Aaron Carrico,
Adam Shea.
Oh my God. Agent Jack Scarn. That's right, I'm Jack now. Just as equally cool as Gray. How do you like me now, Hasty?
Ako.
Alan.
Alex Witt.
Oliver Wallstrom Lindell.
Anna Liv.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin Frostin, a Cupston Cakeston.
Bagadoo, the cash went through. Monkey see, monkey do. I paid a monkey to throw its poop at me. I'm bad with money and monkey.
Bird Cohen.
Bob Buell.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Chuck.
Cameron Bradley.
Chasten Bales.
Christian Bale Dior with Veronica Webb.
Connor Finnegan.
Curvature.
Damian M. Tarkander under Gunderson Kirk.
Daniel's Had Enough Clough.
Douglas, a.k.a. Dogeless, a.k.a. someone who saw how rich Jeff got and went all in on Doge right before it fell off a cliff.
Eric Gray is cooler than me. Hallie is my best friend, and my podcast is Fine Crust.
Fancy Octopus.
Jeffrey, but on a moped.
Gray here, and I'm summoning the Gray Army to defend my cool name and prove Jeffrey frickin' James wrong.
Greg Berg.
Hallie needs that Wawa.
Hey, Jack, it's Laura. I literally answer all your calls. You are honest to God, the most clingy person I've ever met.
Holly.
Isaac Puffner Patron.
Now, even if that was true 3 weeks ago, no fucking way. Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Knight.
Jake Ullman.
Jamie Poncia.
Jared.
Jared K.
Jasper Hoffman, and congrats of Nolan Murphy for getting, in air quotes, employed. Proud of my son.
Jerry Garcia is clearly outclassed as a musician by Macklemore.
Jesse Tipton.
Jive Gosley.
Jonah Sanchez.
Jub Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Caleb Luster.
Kevin Sunt.
Kinsey Owis.
Lauren Malang.
Lord Hunter the Cool.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Matthew Lizama.
Michael Rowland.
Mr. Tuesday Night has had enough of your sass, Mr. James, so that actually is enough out of you.
Nate Porteous.
Nikki Crunch.
Nolan Murphy. More like YOLO Murphy, because he only has one life to live and he's absolutely wasting it.
Nothing sometimes.
Phoebe.
Felix McVernon.
Please, Laura, I know you're listening. I just want to see you one more time, then I'll leave you alone, Jack XX.
Rooster Williams.
Ryan Sweat, way too skinny jeans.
Sam Adams.
Sam Armstrong.
Sarah Kilduff.
Slick Ricky.
Space Ant.
Spencer.
T. Well. R.
These vagabondoles are longing to bar.
Ty Samby's famously fabulous fat fanny.
Will Benitez.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow Bouchard.
Yasmin David.
New patron.
New patron.
We fucking did it, Riley.
Fucking did it.
In a way, we've kind of, you were just saying this over text, we've kind of closed the trifecta. We got the gall. You say what you say verbatim what you texted me.
We got the gall.
Yeah.
We snagged the Schwartz.
Holy
and
shit.
And we lassoed the Lapkus.
Nailed it.
Nailed. Now
speaking
we nailed
of,
it.
Yes. We got the triple crown.
Thank you to all our VIP podcasts for subscribing at the highest tier. If you want more of our comedy content, go to patreon.com/RileyandJeff.
Or don't.
Or don't.
And we'll see you guys again next
Hi,
week.
We'll see you guys again next week. Arrivederci.
That was a HeadGum Original.